preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineups, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, out to Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek with you as the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Downeast Wood Ducks are getting ready to play game three of their six-game series to close out the 2022 season. Thus far, the series is even at a game apiece. Shorebirds took the opener back on Tuesday, while the Wood Ducks rallied for an 11-inning 4-2 win last night. It was really good pitching throughout the entire game last night. Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks went to the 11th inning tied at one apiece. But down east in the top of the 11th got a three-run homer from Yossi Galan, his team-leading 19th of the season. And the Shorebirds could only answer back with a Jackson Holliday RBI single in the last of the 11th and lost that game 4-2. So the Shorebirds now at 46-81 here this season, 25-37 in the second half, while the Wood Ducks at 65-63 overall, 32-30 in the second half. Shorebirds with that loss yesterday, that now means that they have to win out against the Downeast Wood Ducks to avoid claiming the title as the worst team by winning percentage in Delmarva Shorebirds franchise history. Right now, the only team that is worse than them winning percentage-wise is the 2012 club. They went 52-86. Obviously, they played 138 games that season. Shorebirds will hopefully be playing 131 this year. So to make up for the seven-game difference, we're just going by winning percentage. And as far as that is concerned, Shorebirds need four more wins to cement their spot above that club, but they have no more margin for error with just four games remaining in the season. Shorebirds put the ball in the hands of Moises Chassé, who gets the start on the mound for the Shorebirds today. Chassé, 2-5 with a 5.43 ERA this season. He's coming off of one of his best outings, not just of this season, but of his career. He went five innings last week against Fredericksburg, carrying the only win that the Shorebirds picked up this season on the road at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. He'll be opposed by an electric right arm in Emiliano Teodo. Teodo is 3-5 with a 3.05 ERA this season. Fastball that can get up to 100 miles an hour. He's a little bit on the smaller side, 6 feet, 180 pounds, but he has a lightning bolt for right arm, so it should be a very good pitching matchup here this evening. Let's get in the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Downeast Wood Ducks, it's Maximo Acosta to lead it off. He's at second, then Marcus Smith in center, Cam Colley in short. Yossi Galan's at left field. Abby Ortiz is the first baseman batting fifth. Tucker Mitchell slides over and DHs here tonight after catching yesterday. Jojo Blackman is the right fielder. He'll be batting seventh. Efrenier Narvaez is the catcher batting eighth. And Junior Paniagua, the third baseman, bats ninth and rounds it out for the Wood Ducks with Teodo on the mound for down east. For the Shorebirds, it's Carter Young to lead it off. He's the shortstop. Jackson Holliday, the second baseman, bats second. Doug Hono, the right fielder, bats third. Silas Ardoin doing the catching, bats fourth. Isaac Bologna out in center field, he'll bat fifth. Elio Prado is the left fielder, he's batting sixth here tonight. Noelbert Romero back on the infield, he'll be playing first base and batting seventh. Adam Crampton across the diamond over at third base, hits eighth, with Maxwell Costas batting ninth and doing the DHing tonight for Delmarva with Moises Chassé on the hill. Shorebirds, with a roster move earlier today, it helped them add a new player, or rather an old face, but a new player to the roster. Steven Acevedo was added to the roster after both Creed Williams and Reed Trimble left yesterday's game early. Shorebirds didn't place either of those guys on the injured list. They did place Davey Cruz on the development list, with Davey having already made his final start of the season. He goes on the development list, and that's it for him this season. We thank Davey for his splendid work on the mound this campaign. Shorebirds have taken the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Pelzer, a bouncing ball fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
The national anthem's been played, and that means it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Welcome, everybody, out to Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland. It's a gorgeous early September Thursday night as the Delmarva Shorebirds take on the Down East Wood Ducks in Game 3 of this six-game season-ending series. Shorebirds and Wood Ducks right now, the series is tied at the game apiece, so the upper hand's on the line here today heading into the weekend. Moises Chasse makes the start for Delmarva here tonight. Right-handed pitcher, 6'1", 213 pounds. He's 19 years old out of Venezuela. 2-5 this season with a 5.43 ERA. He is going through his warm-up tosses on the mound for the Birds right now. So let's set the defense behind him here to start this one out. It's Elio Prado in left field for Delmarva. Isaac Baloney's in center. Doug Hodo's out in right field. Adam Crampton at third, Carter Young at short, Jackson Holliday over at second, and Robert Romero at first, and Silas Ardoin does the catching for Moises Chasse. Chasse, we mentioned during the pregame show, his last time out was probably his best outing of the season. Five innings, he allowed just two runs on three hits, one walk, four strikeouts, in his second victory of the season for the Shorebirds. That came a week ago, last week, on September the 2nd, last Friday at Fredericksburg. That was a relief outing as he went behind Tyler Joyner, who went the first two. Joyner will throw tomorrow the first two innings, so Chasse back in the starting rotation here today. Wood Ducks will send Maximo Acosta, Marcus Smith, and Cam Colley to the plate here in the first inning. Wood Ducks wearing their camouflage uniforms again, Colin camouflage, basically a couple different shades of brown, wood-colored, as you can imagine, being the Wood Ducks. White numbers on the back, white name on the front for the Wood Ducks, saying Wood Ducks across the front. Gray pants for the road team, while the Shorebirds in their alternate black jerseys, black hats and white pants for the home side. Acosta steps in from the right side to lead this one off. Chasse into his wind, the first pitch of the game is a fastball that's in on the inside corner, letter high for a called strike. We're underway a minute early here today at 7:04. Chasse working quick is 0-1, and Acosta swings and pops it in the air, foul ground. First base side, Romero by the tarp next to the sidewall has just enough room as he hits his hip up against the side gate and holds on to the baseball for the first down here in today's game. Good job by Romero. He hasn't made too many starts over at first base this season. That's just his fifth start at first this year. But looking like a natural traversing the warning track next to the tarp. First pitch to Marcus Smith. Misses down and away for ball one. Smith playing center field. Had a really good game last night out of the leadoff spot. Reached base five times. 1-0. Fastball misses down and away again. Ball two. Smith had just one hit. He finished 1-for-1 but walked four times. Open stance from the left side. Here's the 2-0. He swings and fouls it back and out of play. 2-1. Smith now hitting 180 this season. Five homers and 31 driven in. third-round pick of the Oakland Athletics back in 2019 before being dealt to the Rangers. 2-1. Changeup is down in the dirt. 3-1. One out, top of the first, just underway in between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks here today. Chassé, the righty, into his wind the pitch. And a good changeup splits the outside corner. 3-2. Barely a shift played for Smith. Shortstop Young is up the middle. Crampton at third plays at normal depth. 3-2. Smith swings, fouls it off at the plate. As I'm not sure if that got his hand or what. He's shaking his hand pretty vigorously, his left hand. But it ricocheted off the catcher, Arduan, so I'm not sure what happened there for Smith. He's okay. He'll stay in the game. No timeout required. Steps back in an open stance. Wiggles the bat behind his head. 3-2. Called strike three on the outside corner. Little backup slider from Chassé. Freezes Smith, and there's two outs here in the first. Chassé looks sharp to start today's game as well. He was just as good to open last week against Fredericksburg when he came on out of the bullpen. Ended up retiring the first 11 he faced. First pitch to Cam Colley. Fastball is just a hair low. Ball one. Two outs, nobody on for Colley. He's the shortstop for the Wood Ducks today. 1-0 pitch from Chassé. Colley takes a breaking ball, flips in on the inside half. 1-1. Colley hitting .211 this season. 2 homers and 21 driven in. 1-1. Tries to check his swing, and it's a called strike anyways. I'm not sure whether or not Steve Kray meant to say that that was on the pitch or the swing. Either way, it's 1-2. I don't think the pitch was well outside. But either way, now the 1-2 pitch. And Colley swings and misses. Can't connect on the breaking ball outside. And Moises Chassé with a 1-2-3 first, punctuated with back-to-back strikeouts. On to the last of the first. It's down east to nothing. Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along with the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Home half of the first, it's down east nothing, and Delmarva coming to bat for the first time against Emiliano Teodo. Righty on the mound for the Wood Ducks. He's 3-5 this season with a 3.05 ERA. Wood Ducks have had very good pitching all season long, and Teodo has been right at the center of that. Right-handed pitcher, 6'1", 165 pounds. He's 21 years old. Pitches to Carter Young to lead things off, and the first pitch from Teodo. It's a fastball in the outside corner at 93. Strike one. Young, a switch hitter, stands in from the left side. Teodo the wind and the pitch. Fastball is high and outside. 1-1. Teodo making his 22nd appearance of the season. It's his 17th start. 1-1 pitch. Young takes a heater way high and outside. 2-1. In 79 and two-thirds innings this season for Teodo, he struck out 109 and walked 40. His 2-1 to Young. Carter swings and rolls it on the ground right into the second baseman Acosta. Gloves and throws to first to retire Young. And that's the first out here in the last of the first. So one out and nobody on. That brings up Jackson Holiday, who for the first time in my memory with the Shorebirds rocking high socks. High black socks today for the 2022 first overall pick. Left-handed hitter. First pitch from Teodo. His fastball just outside. Ball one. Teodo from the third base side of the rubber into his wind the pitch. And Holiday takes. Fastball at 94 on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. No score. Home half of the first here from Salisbury. A 1-1 to Holiday. He swings. It's a high chopper towards short. Third baseman Paniagua cuts it off. Throws to first and retires Holiday for the second out here in the first. Paniagua playing way off the line there at third. Got there before the shortstop Colley on the high bouncer. Easier play for him coming across the diamond with his momentum going towards first. Just like that, there's two outs here in the first for Teodo. First pitch to Doug Hodo. Breaking ball is a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1. No score, home half of the first. Two outs, nobody on for Hodo. Hitting 133 this season. The 0-1, he swings, barrels one up towards right center. Blackman on the run. The right fielder gets to the spot and puts it away for the final out here in the first. Both sides down in order here in the first. On to the second. No score after one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the second, it's scoreless after an inning of play between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. Moises Chassé back to work for the Shorebirds against the heart of the order for the Wood Ducks. 4-5 and 6, Galan, Ortiz, and Mitchell here in the second, 4 down east. Galan, the left fielder, had the game-winning blow last night. First pitch from Chassé. Big breaking ball drops in at the knees. Strike one. Three-run homer in the top of the 10th for Galan last night, his 19th of the season. 0-1, big swing and a miss as Chassé throws a 93-mile-an-hour fastball right by him. 0-2. Chassé has struck out back-to-back batters. 0-2. Make it three in a row. Fastball down the middle freezes Galan. And Moises Chassé has struck out three of the first four he's faced today. Chassé looks to be so locked in quite a rhythm from his last time out now into today. The kind of Chassé that I haven't seen. First pitch to Abby Ortiz misses down and in for ball one since his first two outings of the season when he combined for eight consecutive scoreless innings, striking out 12 and allowing just three hits. The pitch to Ortiz, it misses way inside. Ball two. Chassé last week against Fredericksburg allowed the first man to reach on a base hit and then retired the next 11 in a row, 2-0. Ortiz a big swing and a miss out in front of a changeup, 2-1. Chassé got a double play to get out of that first inning he was in last week and then didn't allow a base runner again until the seventh. 2-1. Ortiz chases down and in a breaking ball. Has him fooled. It's 2-2. So Chassé now trying to make it 4 strikeouts in a row. One out top of the second, no score, as Ortiz calls time and backs out. Chassé into his wind, the 2-2 to Ortiz. He swings, it's a soft chopper out towards second. Charging in, Holiday gloves, underhand flip to Romero at first. And Ortiz retired for the second out here in the second. 5 up and 5 down for Moises Chassé here today. And that brings up Tucker Mitchell, DH today for Down East, after catching last night's game. Mitchell hitting 178 this season, playing his 42nd game. Here's the pitch. Mitchell swings, foul tips it, held onto by Artuan. Little off-speed pitch floating in above the belt. 0-1. Mitchell, 3 homers and 16 driven in. The 0-1. Fastball is on the inside corner. No balls and 2 strikes. Mitchell steps out of the box, tries to reset his mind here with Chassé, having him down the count 0-2. Here's the pitch. And Mitchell fouls it back, able to wait back on a breaking ball. 0-2, it stays. Chassé, the wind and the 0-2 again. And Mitchell rips it towards short over the head of Young and on it to left center of base hit. Left fielder Prado cuts it off. Mitchell around first. He stops there, content with a two-out single. As Chassé, with his first mistake of the game, leaves up an 0-2 pitch to Tucker Mitchell. And he swats it into left center for a base hit. So 2 outs and a runner at first. That brings up JoJo Blackman, playing for the first time this week. Blackman, an 11th round pick out of high school last year, 19 years old. First pitch, fastball is in at the knees, outside corner, 0-1. Efrenier Narvaez is on deck, he's the catcher. Blackman hitting 7th, has Mitchell at first, 2 outs. Here's the pitch, runner goes. Pitch misses inside, the throw to second on a hop, Young can't pick it. It trickles into shallow center, but not far enough away for Mitchell to think about taking third. So it's a stolen base for Tucker Mitchell, his 8th of the season. And there's a runner in scoring position for the Wood Ducks with 2 outs here in the second. That is the 303rd base that Down East has stolen this season. That leads the entire minor leagues. Runner at second, 2 outs. 1-1 on Blackman, the pitch. Changeup is just off the outside corner. 2 balls, 1 strike. So 2-1 on JoJo Blackman. Young holds on the runner at second. Chassé the kick and the pitch. Fastball tails down and outside. Ball 3. So 3-1 the count on Blackman. Narvaez on deck. Chassé retired the first 5 in a row in today's game before Mitchell's single. He then stole second. Out there for Blackman with 2 outs here in the top of the second of a scoreless game. 3-1 pitch. Blackman takes. It's outside. Ball 4. Just off the outside edge. And Chassé, after giving up his first hit, now gives up his first walk. And there's 2 on and 2 out for Efrenier Narvaez. Narvaez playing for the first time this week. His 56th game. 3 homers, 22 driven in this season. Right-handed hitting catcher. First and second, 2 outs. Chassé's pitch. Spins in a breaking ball, heart of the plate. Strike 1. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Here's the pitch. And Chasse spikes in a breaking ball that skips to the backstop. To third goes Mitchell, a hard turn, but he retreats back to third. To second goes Blackman. And the Wood Ducks now with two in scoring position here with two outs in the second. That pitch barely reached the dirt around home plate. Chasse spiked it so badly. Not sure if it just got stuck in his hand or what. Count even now on Narvaez, 1-1. Second and third, two outs. Chasse's pitch. And Narvaez swings and misses. Fastball high and tight. 2-2. So Chasse a pitch away from stranding to a board. Junior Paniagua on deck. He's the nine-hole hitter. 1-2 on Efrenier Narvaez. Chasse set of the chest. Here's the pitch. And Narvaez trying to check his swing, but ends up grounding it foul. First base side got jammed. But it stays alive at 1-2. A ball and two strikes on a friend here, Narvaez. Outfield straight away for now. Infield straight up. Chasse to the set. Here's the pitch. And Narvaez, a good take. Slider just down and away. It was on the outside corner until it vanished. Dropped off the edge. And Narvaez didn't chase it. Count even at two. Arduan sets up outside. Here's the pitch. And the fastball misses down and in. Ball three. Chasse got the first two outs of the inning quickly enough. Striking out Galan, and then Ortiz grounded out to second. But now Mitchell singled. Blackman walks. Second and third, two outs. Top of the second. Chasse comes ready. Here's his 3-2. And Narvaez is reaching for it, pops it up to shallow right. Second baseman Holiday out, right fielder Hodo in. It's the right fielder who makes the call on the catch to retire Narvaez as Chasse strands to a board here in the top of the second. On to the last of the second, it's still Downey's nothing and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second, it's still the scoreless game between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Shorebirds coming to bat against Emiliano Teodo for the second time today. Went down in order in the first. Silas Arduan, the cleanup man, leads it off here in the second. Right-on-right matchup. Teodo into his wind, the first pitch of the second. Is a fastball up high for ball one. Arduan, the only Shorebirds position player not to get into yesterday's game. Shorebirds rocking just a four-man bench now after the addition of Steven Acevedo to the roster. 1-0 pitch misses high for ball two. But yesterday it was just a three-man bench. And the Shorebirds had to use two-thirds of it with Creed Williams and Reed Trimble coming out of the game. 2-0. Artuan takes a fastball in the outside corner. 2-1. Artuan hitting .237 this season. No homers, 6 driven in. 11th game played. 2-1. Fastball misses high and tight at 94 from Teodo. 3-1. Teodo set down the side in order in the first. 2 ground outs and a flyout. Now the 3-1 to Artuan. Fastball misses high and tight for ball 4. And Teodo walks Artuan on 5 pitches. So a man at first and nobody out for Isaac Pavloni. Pavloni comes in hitting .274 with the Shorebirds this season. 6 homers and 30 driven in. Left-handed batter. Infield plays him to pull. The pitch. Pavloni takes. Breaking ball is down the dirt. Ball 1. Scoreless game. Home half of the second. Shorebirds and Wood Ducks playing the third game of this six-game series. They have split the first two. 1-0. Bologna lays off a fastball just a little high. 95, a hair above the belt from Teodo. Teodo from the belt. Here's the pitch. And Bologna takes. It's called strike. A slider on the inside corner. 2-1. Artuan at first, he walked to open the inning. 2-1 pitch. Pavloni lays off. The breaking ball is down the dirt outside. 3 balls, 1 strike. So Teodo struggling with command here in the second inning. So far this year, he's been all right command-wise, especially for a guy who has struck out 110, 80 innings. But he's walked now 41. 3-1 pitch. Bologna late on the fastball, swings and misses. Running outside, just off of the outside corner. Can't catch up to the heater. And the count's full. Would not be expecting Artuan to be off from first here. He's got a short lead. 3-2 pitch to Bologna. And he swings and misses. Chased a hard slider down and in at 88. Can't connect, and that's the first out here in the last the second. First strikeout of the game for Teodo. So that brings up Elio Prado. Prado playing left field today for the Shorebirds. Right-handed batter has Artuan at first, 1-0. The pitch, and Prado swings through a high breaking ball. Strike 1. Artuan at first, he walked to lead off the inning. No score, bottom half of the second, Shorebirds and Wood Ducks. Birds batting, 0-1. Prado looks at a fastball, missing down and away. 1 ball, 1 strike. Prado hitting .191 this season. 1 homer and 23 driven in. Middle infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch. And Prado, it's a hard grounder up the middle. That sneaks into center for a base hit. Artuan up to second. He stops there. And Prado aboard at first with the Shorebirds' first hit of the game. It's a one-out single here in the second. And the Shorebirds threatening now with 2 on and 1 out. That brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero 1-for-4 last night in the 4-2-11 inning loss. Now hitting .232 this year. 9 homers, that leads the team, and 46 RBIs as well. First and second, 1 out. And Teodo steps off. First pitch to Romero. He swings, ropes it hard to short, but diving to his right, Colley able to spear the liner, and the shortstop with a nice play to rob Romero of a base hit. Second out of the inning. That baseball gets into left. That probably doesn't score Artuan, but it definitely would have been a second straight hit. Instead, it'll be up to Adam Crampton now. First and second, 2 outs. Bottom half of the second. Wood Ducks stranded two aboard in their half of the second. Shorebirds trying to avoid the same fate here in the bottom half. First pitch, Crampton swings and misses. Strike one. So it's 0-1 on Adam Crampton. Crampton hitting 189 this season. The pitch. Crampton takes a fastball right down the middle. 0-2. So it's an 0-2 count on Crampton. First and second, two outs. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance. The 0-2 pitch from Teodo. It's a fastball inside. Goes right by Narvaez to the backstop. And the runners take 90 feet. It'll be a passed ball on Narvaez. So second and third, two outs, and Adam Crampton a chance to drive in two. Down the count, a ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And Crampton swings and misses. Breaking ball down low, can't connect. And Teodo strikes him out to strand two aboard here in the second. On to the third, it's a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Top of the third, it's still a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. Both pitchers stranding two runners in scoring position in the second inning. Moises Chasse back to work, 9-1-2 here in the third for the Wood Ducks. Junior Paniagua leads it off. He's the third baseman. First start of the week for Paniagua. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. He swings and misses through a high fastball. Strike one. Paniagua hitting 204 this season. Swings to the 0-1, hits in the air down the right field line. Long run for Hodo towards the line. It's a foul ball. Just barely. Flare off the bat of Paniagua. If that drops in, that's probably extra bases for Paniagua. Not because of how well he hit it, but it just had a enough hang time on it that Paniagua was halfway to second by the time that that ball finally hit the earth. So it's 0-2 on Paniagua leading off the top of the third. 0-2 pitch. And Paniagua rips it out towards left center. Baloney on the run. The center fielder has it in his sights and puts it away for the first down here in the third. Nice jump by Baloney, tracking that one down out left center. And there's one away here in the top of the third. Back to the top of the order now, and Maximo Acosta, Wood Ducks second baseman, popped out to first in foul ground his first time up. First pitch. Chasse spins in a breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike one. Acosta from the right side. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. And the 0-1's a chopper to third on the short hop. Crampton, a fancy backhand pick, throws across the diamond to retire Acosta for the second out here in the third. Crampton certainly didn't make that one easy for himself. Took it on the short hop, went to the backhand. But, man, he is smooth as silk over at third. And really anywhere on the diamond, Crampton, it's just about as money as it comes. So two outs and nobody on. That brings up Marcus Smith. First pitch from Chasse is in there for a called strike with a fastball. Smith struck out looking his first time up. One of three strikeouts in the game thus far for Chasse. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, outside corner. It's 0-2. Top of the third, it's down east, nothing. Delmarva, nothing. Chasse trying to set down the side in order here in the third. It's 0-2 on Marcus Smith. Here's the pitch. And Smith swings and misses. Fastball tailing outside, he can't connect. And Chasse strikes him out for the second time tonight. Side down in order here in the third for the Wood Ducks. On to the last, the third. No score between the Birds and the Wood Ducks here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Bottom of the third, it's still a scoreless game between the Downeast Wood Ducks and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Shorebirds coming to bat against Emiliano Teodo after stranding two in scoring position last inning. First pitch to Maxwell Costas. Costas swings, hits it in the air, pretty deep right center. Long run for the right fielder Blackman, he won't get there, and it's down for a hit. Goes to the warning track, center fielder Smith the first one to it, but Costas already standing at second with a leadoff double. So Costas breaks a pretty long hitless schneid. He had been 0 for his last 11. And a booming double out to right center, the second hit of the day off of Teodo. And Costas in scoring position to kick off the third. Back to the top of the order now, it's Carter Young. Shortstop grounded to second his first time up. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Teodo the stretch and the pitch. And Young swings and misses. Breaking ball down and in. 0-1. Young was 0 for 4 last night with a walk. Now hitting .246 with the Delmarva. That's through 12 games. 0-1. Young swings and misses. Another off-speed pitch this time. Hits down and away. 0-2. Jackson Holiday on deck. But for now, it's Young and Teodo with Costas at second and nobody out. Teodo sent the belt. Looks to second, now the pitch. And Young, a grounder towards third, nearly eats up Paniagua, but he reaches down, gloves it, throws to first, and retires Young for the first out here in the third. Costas has to stay put out at second. Paniagua letting that baseball play him, and expecting a high hop, ended up staying down on him. He was able to ride the elevator all the way down to ground level, get there, and pick up the baseball. That was nearly disastrous over at the hot corner for Paniagua. So still a runner at second, now one out, and Jackson Holliday the batter. Toyota the stretch, looks to second the pitch, and the breaking ball misses down and away. Ball one. Holliday a high chopper to third, his first time up. Benefit here, Holliday, a left-handed batter, has the shortstop Caldy way up the middle. And the third baseman, Paniagua, has to stay close to third just in case Costas breaks. So a large hold on the left side. 1-0. Holliday swings and nubs it foul. First base side. 1-1. Jackson with his first career three-hit game last night. Went 3-for-4 with two doubles and an RBI. Now hitting .263 with no homers and six RBIs through 10 games with the Shorebirds. 1-1. Holliday takes down the dirt. Nice block by Narvaez. Costas stays put out at second. So 2-1 the count on Jackson Holliday. Doug Hodo, the three-hole hitter, is on deck. Costas at second, one out. No score, bottom of the third, Shorebirds and Wood Ducks. The kick and the pitch. Holliday takes outside, snap throw back to second, and Costas back in with a feed first slide. Strong throw from Narvaez, the catcher. Shortstop Colley into cover. But Costas safe. And Holliday now ahead in the count, 3-1. Toyota has walked one through 2 1/3 innings. And now time called. And Toyota calls out his catcher Narvaez to go over signs. Very quick meeting between Toyota and Narvaez. They meet halfway between the mound and home plate. And it's actually not so much the signs as it is. Toyota can't see Narvaez's fingers. So Narvaez goes to the third base foul line, picks up some chalk and rubs it on his hands. No nail paint for him. So 3-1 on Holliday. Costas at second the pitch, and Holliday takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Narvaez, Holliday walks, and that puts runners at first and second now with one out for Doug Hodo.
Next up for your Shorebirds, number 32, Doug Hodo.
That is now 11 walks for Jackson Holliday in 10 games played. Just 9 strikeouts for an 18-year-old. Impressive stuff. So 2-1, 1-out, and now Doug Hodo, the hitter, flying to right his first time up. The pitch. Hodo takes a breaking ball on the inside corner. 0-1. Wood Ducks nothing, Shorebirds nothing. Home half of the third. Shorebirds threatening to get on the board for the second straight frame. Stranded runners at second and third last inning. 0-1 pitch to Hodo. Fastball sizzles in at the bottom of the zone. 97 from Teodo, the hardest pitch he's thrown tonight. 0-2 quickly on Hodo. Hodo 4 for his first 31 with Delmarva now. One double and hasn't driven in a run. 0-2 pitch. And Hodo tried to check his swing but went around. Breaking ball in the dirt. Teodo strikes him out. And that's the second out here in the third. So it'll be up to Hodo's college teammate, Silas Artois, both this year playing for the University of Texas Longhorns. Artois walked his first time up. That was last inning and was stranded at third. Now trying to drive in a run here. Costas at second, Holliday at first. Scoreless game, home half of the third. First pitch from Teodo. It's a slider down and away. Ball one. So 1-0 count on Artois. Right-handed batter. Outfield plays him to pull. Infield is straight up. Kick and the pitch. Artois takes a fastball outside in 96 from Teodo. 2-0. Artois, a deep breath. He's been a pretty good RBI man for the Shorebirds through 10 games. He's driven in 6, including a 3 RBI game last Friday. 2-0 on its way. Ardoin takes a breaking ball down the middle. Sitting fastball, looking for something 95-97. Instead, the hammer at 84. And Ardoin can't pull the trigger. So 2-1. Teodo, crossfire set. Looks to second, now the pitch. And Ardoin takes another breaking ball. This time it's down the dirt. Ball three. So 3-1 the count on Ardoin. Wood Ducks nothing, Shorebirds nothing. Bottom of the third with the Shorebirds batting. Costas at second, Holiday over at first. Isaac Baloney is on deck. The 3-1 to Ardoin. He swings, chops it over to third on the short hop. Paniagua picks it, throws on the run to first, and retires Ardoin for the final out here in the third. Shorebirds strand two more aboard onto the fourth. Still no score here from Salisbury here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jones on the call, both home and away at 4:30. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the fourth, still a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks here on Thursday night. Game three of the six-game series. Teams split the first two, Shorebirds winning Tuesday, Wood Ducks on Wednesday. First pitch from Chasse on to Cam Colley. This is high for ball one. Colley, Gallant, and Ortiz here in the fourth for the Wood Ducks. That's 3-4-5. 1-0 pitch was up in the zone again, but this time Colley pulls the trigger. Comes up empty. One ball, one strike. Colley struck out his first time up. 1-1. Fastball sinks inside. Ball two. Chasse with four strikeouts thus far in the game. He's allowed just one hit and walked one as well. 2-1 pitch. Colley tries to check his swing, appeal to first, and Trey Jester says he went around. 2-2. So 2-2 on Colley. Here's the pitch. He swings. It's a soft liner up the middle, and that's into center on a couple of hops for a base hit. Breaking ball backed up on Chasse. Had way too much of the plate. And Colley with a leadoff single here in the fourth. Chasse will have to be quick to the plate with Colley over at first. He's stolen 37 of 42 bases this season. No score, top of the fourth. Runner on for the Wood Ducks at first. Chasse sent the pitch home. Colley runs. Gallant swings and misses. The throw to second. Not in time. And Colley steals second base. His 38th of the season. Gallant swung through the first pitch. So he's down the count 0-1. Gallant hitting 210 this season. 19 homers and 57 driven in. 0-1 from Chassé. This is just off the inside corner. Ball one. Talon struck out looking his first time up. That was back in the second. Chassé stares out at second. Now the 1-1. And Kavan swings and skies it down the left field line pretty deep. Prado back towards the corner in the Shorebirds. Bullpen has room. Makes the catch. Colley tagging from second. Here's the throw to third. And it's in time. Elio Prado doesn't miss a beat with Cam Colley trying to come from second. A strike of a throw to third. Crampton applies the tag. And that's a double play. Two outs, base is empty here in the fourth. Aggressive from Colley, and he pays the price. Tried to test Prado, and Elio passed with flying colors. First pitch to Abby Ortiz, misses high for ball one. So the base is empty now for Chassé, a chance to face the minimum here in the fourth. 1-0 pitch is change up on the outside corner, 1-1. No score, top half of the fourth. Ortiz grounded to second his first time up. Left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. He swings and loops it back over the screen up into the sweet level. 1-2. Ortiz calls time and steps out from the left side. So it's 1-2 now on Abby Ortiz. Chassé, the rock, and the 1-2 pitch. And the fastball misses outside. 2-2. Two from Moises Chassé. Ortiz takes just a little outside. Breaking ball was fighting to get back to the edge. Just couldn't find that outside corner. So 3-2 in Ortiz. Payoff pitch. And he swings. It's a chopper towards second. On the third hop, Holiday picks it. Throws to first. And retires Ortiz. And Chassé faces the minimum here in the fourth. On to the last of the fourth. Still no score here between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth here from Salisbury. It's a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. First pitch from Emiliano Teodo to Isaac Bologna is cut on and missed for strike one. Teodo out for his fourth inning of work, the 0-1. Bologna swings and misses again at a breaking ball. It's 0-2. Teodo has struck out three, walked two, and given up two hits as well. Stranded two on in each of the last two innings. 0-2. Bologna takes outside, one ball, two strikes. Bologna struck out swinging his first time up tonight. Infield plays him to pull, left-handed batter. 1-2 pitch. And Bologna swings and misses. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Narvaez. He tags down Bologna. Down on strikes for the second time tonight. Now four in the game for Teodo.
Number two, Elio Prado.
That brings up Elio Prado. Prado singled and was stranded at second, his first time up. Right-handed batter. Teodo the wind and pitch. And Prado takes a fastball on the inside corner at the knees. Strike one. Scoreless game, home half of the fourth. 0-1. Prado swings and misses. Breaking ball down the dirt. No balls, two strikes. Series so far this week has been dominated by pitching. For the Wood Ducks, we knew that that would be the case. The 0-2, fastball way inside to Prado, has to jump out of the way, ends up stumbling across the plate. 1-2, over the Shorebirds, team ERA is the worst in Carolina League at just over 5.5. Didn't know whether or not they'd be able to go toe-to-toe with the Wood Ducks pitching. 1-2, Prado chops it towards third softly, coming in for it, Paniagua, fields in line with the bag, and throws to first to retire Prado. And there's two outs here in the fourth. Two outs, nobody on, and Norbert Romero comes up. Romero has one of the hardest hit balls of the game, but it resulted in an out, lined out to short his first time up. Two outs and nobody on. Down East nothing, Delmarva nothing here in the last of the fourth. The pitch. Romero shows bunt, tries to bunt it, and it's fouled on the third base side. Trying to jump out of the way of the pitch would have drilled him on the quad, but he ends up bunting it in self-defense. So no balls in the strike on Noelbert. Outfield plays him to pull. Infield likewise. 0-1 pitch. Romero swings, breaks his bat on a one-hop liner to short. Colley from shallow left gloves throws to first and retires Romero thanks to a nice pick by Ortiz on the low throw. And the Shorebirds down in order here in the fourth. On to the fifth. Still no score between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the fifth, still looking for our first run of the game. It's Down East nothing and Delmarva nothing. Thursday night from Salisbury. Moises Chassé dueling with Emiliano Teodo for the Wood Ducks. Chassé back on the mound here in the fifth for the Shorebirds, fires the first one home to Tucker Mitchell. It's a breaking ball down and outside for ball one. Mitchell, Blackman, and Narvaez here in the fifth for the Wood Ducks. Mitchell, DH, batting sixth. 1-0 pitch. It's another breaking ball down and outside. Mitchell won't chase it. Two balls, no strikes. Mitchell singled, stole the base, and was stranded at third back in the second inning. Right-handed batter. 2-0 pitch. Chassé fires a breaking ball on the inside corner. 2-1. Chassé trying to go five innings for the second consecutive outing. 2-1. Fastball misses high and tight. Did that get off of Mitchell's hand or the bat? Mitchell is saying it's his hands. Home plate umpire Steve Krays is saying it's off the bat. So I think they're calling this a foul ball. 2-2. Steve Mintz, the Wood Ducks manager, comes down the third baseline. He wants an appeal to first and see whether or not Trey Jester saw it any differently. But Steve Krays, the home plate umpire, saying that that was a foul ball. And Mintz rolls his eyes and backpedals back to third base coach's box. Evidently, the call is the call. Randy Baraguente is starting to throw out the Shorebirds bullpen. Chassé at 63 pitches here at the top of the fifth. 2-2 to Tucker Mitchell. Swung on and chopped to the backstop. Still 2-2. Chassé, the wind, and the 2-2 again. Mitchell takes just off the outside corner. Chassé rolls his eyes to the heavens, trying to figure out where that pitch missed. The count's full. Chassé has walked just one so far through four innings. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball called strike three. This time it does find the inside corner. And Chassé gets Mitchell looking for the first down here in the fifth. Fifth strikeout of the game for Chassé. So that brings up JoJo Blackman. Right fielder, batting seventh, walked his first time up. First pitch, he shows bunt and does an offer at it, but it's a called strike. 0-1. Blackman, a left-handed hitter. 178 average on the season, one homer, nine driven in. 0-1, he swings and cues it off the end of the bat. Goes to the backstop. 0-2. One out, nobody on here in the top of the fifth. Scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. 0-2. Breaking ball is bounced in by Chassé. 1-2. Ball and two strikes on JoJo Blackman. Chassé the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball just off the outside corner. Chassé has been begging for that pitch all night long. And Steve Krays has seldom given it to him. So the count even on Blackman, 2-2. The kick and the pitch from Chassé. Fastball just outside. 3-2. Again, outside corner to the left-handed batter. Chassé not getting that call from Krays. So a full count. 3-2 pitch. And Blackman swings and misses. Out in front of a changeup. Chassé pulls the string and strikes out his second straight batter here to start the fifth. Six strikeouts in the game for Chassé. Puts him one off of his career high, which was seven, done back in his first out of the season, April 13th at Lynchburg. Two outs, nobody on for Efrenier Narvaez. First pitch from Chassé, he throws in a fastball for a called strike. Two outs, nobody on, top of the fifth. No score between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. The pitch, Narvaez takes. Fastball at an even 90 on the inside corner, and so in two. Chassé, who had never gone five innings before, went five innings last week, now trying to do it for a second consecutive outing. Here's his 0-2 pitch, and Narvaez swings and misses. Chassé pumps his fist, claps his hands together, strikes out the side here in the fifth, and caps his 2022 season with a seven strikeout, five inning shutout masterpiece here on Thursday. On to the last of the fifth, we're halfway home. It's the Shorebirds nothing and the Wood Ducks nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning. And it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. To take in your next Shorebirds game in style, enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Halfway home on the last of the fifth. It's Down East nothing and Delmarva nothing. Boys is Chassé with five shutout innings, but Emiliano Teodo has matched him pitch for pitch for the Wood Ducks. First offering to Adam Crampton here to begin the last of the fifth. Misses inside for ball one. It's a 9-1 two up for the Shorebirds here in the fifth. Crampton struck out his first time up. Teodo's pitch. Crampton swings and misses, breaking ball down and away. 1-1. Teodo coming off of a rather rough outing against Fayetteville, 3 2/3 innings. Walked 4, struck out 5, gave up 2 hits, 2 runs. 1-1, another swing and a miss from Crampton. It's 1-2. It was just one outing prior to that, though, that he spun 4 no-hit innings against the Fred Nats on August the 25th, striking out 11. That is nearly a completely perfect outing. 1-2. Crampton swings and misses. Breaking ball is down the dirt. Blocked by Narvaez, he tags out Crampton. And that's the first out here in the fifth. Fifth strikeout of the game for Teodo. But what's interesting about that start for Teodo against the Fred Nats is that the prior time he had faced the Fred Nats, he had spun 5 no-hit innings, striking out 10. So if you put those two outings together where Teodo faced off against the Fred Nats, one of the best offenses in the league, I'll remind you. First pitch to Maxwell Costas. Fastball is down the middle for strike one. Teodo essentially threw a no-hitter, striking out 21. A one pitch. Costas takes a fastball high and away for ball one. Costas 1-for-1 tonight. He doubled back in the first. Scoreless game, home half of the fifth. The 1-1. Breaking ball is down the dirt. 2 balls, 1 strike. Ryan Hennin has started to warm out in the Shorebirds bullpen, with Chassé most likely done after 5 scoreless tonight. Teodo the righty into his wind the pitch, and Costas takes. Breaking ball is high and inside. 3-1, beg your pardon. Top of the order is on deck for the Shorebirds. 3-1 pitch. Costas lays off the fastball. It's at the top of the zone. 3-2. Jose Corniel is throwing out the Wood Ducks bullpen now. 3-2. Costas checks his swing. Pitch down and away. Appeal to first. Trey Chester says he held up in time. So Costas walks. The third one that Teodo has issued tonight. So Costas still yet to be retired here tonight. And the lineup flips to the top. And Carter Young. Young is 0-2. Has grounded to second and grounded to third. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Here's the pitch. And Teodo misses down the dirt. Ball one. Line scores identical right now. No runs, two hits for both teams, no errors. Scoreless game, bottom half of the fifth. 1-0. Young lays off. It's breaking ball a little low. Ball two. Hinfield plays Young to pull. Third baseman Paniagua way off the line at third. Colley, the shortstop, up the middle, and Acosta at second towards the hole on the right side. 2-0 pitch. And Young lines it the other way into left center. That's a base hit. Costas up to second. He's trying for three. Gallon bobbles it out in the left, and Young ends up at second as well. Costas to third, and the Shorebirds with two in scoring position. Here with one out in the bottom of the fifth. So the Shorebirds with runners at second and third and one out now for Jackson Holliday. Holliday 0 for 1 today. He walked back into third. And we mentioned it last week at Fredericksburg that maybe this final week of the season, Holliday finally just gets locked in. And so far it's been so good. 3 for 4 last night. OPS now above 750. And now Teodo steps off the rubber and Holliday steps out. And time called again by the catcher, Narvaez. He walks out to the mound, and he wants to talk with Teodo. So they have a conversation out on the mound. And Holliday a chance to get the Shorebirds on the board first here today. Scoreless game, bottom of the fifth. Holliday has driven in six so far this year for the Shorebirds. He's doubled three times already this week. Infield comes in for him. Left-handed batter. Costas at third. Young out at second. First pitch. And Holliday takes. Breaking ball finds the inside corner. Holliday was backing out of the box. 0-1. Teodo, the full winds. Here's the pitch. And Holliday takes another pitch down and in. Ball and one ball, one strike. So it was 1-1 on Jackson Holliday. 2 on, 1 out. The kick and the pitch. Holliday takes a breaking ball way high. It goes to the backstop, but a quick carom. And Costas has to stay put at third. Narvaez, the catcher, was right on top of it. A high breaking ball deflected off his glove. Then off the backstop, it caromed right back to him. And Costas a good read over at third. Didn't try to advance. So 2-1 on Holliday now, ahead in the count. And time called. And are they intentionally walking Jackson Holliday? Oh my goodness, they are. Something tells me this isn't going to be the last time that Jackson Holliday is intentionally walked in his career, and he has a humongous smile going down the first base line. So the Wood Ducks elect to, instead of pitch to Jackson Holliday, pitch to Doug Hodo. Base is loaded, now one out. Infield plays back, except for Ortiz at first, he plays in. Hodo 0 for 2 today. The pitch. Breaking ball is down the dirt. Ball one. One ball, no strikes on Doug Hodo. Base is loaded, one out. Teodo the wind and the pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball two. And out to the mound goes the Wood Ducks manager, Steve Mintz. And he is walking with a very brisk pace. Jose Corniel is still throwing out in the bullpen for the Wood Ducks. And I think Mintz is coming out here to tell Teodo, it's now or never. You're at 75 pitches. If you don't get Hodo, it's going to be your final batter, and it's probably your final hitter no matter what. Gives Taylor to a tap on the backside and heads back to the dugout. So it's 2-0 on Hodo. Hodo has yet to drive in a run with the Shorebirds through 10 games. He struck out with runners at first and second his last time up. Has the bases loaded here, 1-0. Bottom of the fifth, no score. The count, 2-0 on Hodo. Teodo, the wind and the pitch. And Hodo, a big rip, fouls it back. 2-1. Two balls, one strike on Doug Hodo. Costas at third, Young at second, Holiday at first. The kick and the 2-1 pitch. Hodo swings, foul tips it. Held onto by Narvaez. It's 2-2. Shorebirds have been threatening all night long. They've stranded four on through the first four innings. Have the bases loaded here, one out in the fifth. The 2-2, and Hodo stays alive. Chopper to the backstop. Still two balls, two strikes. Teodo hands the belt. Steps into his wind, the 2-2 again. And Hodo fouls off another grounder to the backstop. Still two balls, two strikes. Scoreless game, home half of the fifth. Shorebirds batting. The kick and the 2-2 again. And Hodo takes fastball high and out of the zone. And the count's full. The Wood Ducks intentionally walked Jackson Holiday to load the bases for Hodo. And now Teodo nowhere to put him. Has the count full. No score, bomb in the fifth. Teodo the rock and the 3-2. And Hodo foul tips it. Held on to by Narvaez. Hodo down on strikes. Hodo is saying that that ball bounced before Narvaez caught it. But Steve Gray says, nope, that was a clean catch. Sixth strikeout of the game for Teodo. And there's two outs here in the fifth. And that is the final batter that Emiliano Teodo faces tonight. Jose Cornejo will come on and try to get out of this jam before Teodo, who leaves at 81 pitches in 4 2/3 scoreless innings for now. Technet called the bullpen. We'll be back in a minute. Scoreless for the moment here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
The first TechNet call to the bullpen of the game belongs to the Down East Wood Ducks. Jose Cornejo comes on and replaces Emiliano Teodo after 4 2/3 innings. Leaves with the bases loaded and two outs here in the last of the fifth. For now, it's Delmarva nothing and Down East nothing. Teodo strikes out six walks three and allows three hits. All three runners on are currently his responsibility. Silas Arjuan will try to cash in this situation for the Shorebirds. Hono struck out with one out. And now Arjuan with two outs tries to pick up his college teammate. Arjuan grounded to third his last time up. Walked back in the second. Corniel, the right-handed pitcher, is set. Here's the pitch. And the breaking ball misses just a little inside. Ball one. Corniel, 6'3", 165 pounds. 19 years old, out of Santo Domingo in the DR. Making his 22nd appearance. 1-0 pitch. Arjuan takes a breaking ball. This time it has the outside corner. 1-1. Corniel is 3-5 with a 5.46 ERA this season. 62 and two-thirds innings, he struck out 68, but walked 31 and hit 10 batters. 1-1. Arjuan swings and fouls it back. 1-2. Bases loaded at two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Shorebirds trying to crack the scoreboard first. 1-2 on Silas Arjuan. Corniel the set and the pitch. And Arjuan, a broken bat, flare in a shallow right center. That drops for a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Young. He scores without a play. The ball back in gets by everybody to the Shorebirds dugout. Holiday to the plate. And the throw from the pitcher backing up is in time. Two runs score, but Holiday, thrown out at the plate by a phenomenal play by Jose Corniel, sliding to back up the play by the Shorebirds dugout, throws out Holiday at the plate, but Arjuan's two-run single gives Delmarva the lead here in the fifth. On to the sixth, it's Delmarva 2 and Down East nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Top of the sixth, it's now Delmarva 2 and Down East nothing. Two-run single for Silas Arjuan to cap off the bottom of the fifth. Gives the Shorebirds the first runs of the game. An attack net call of the bullpen brings on Ryan Hennin to replace Moises Chassé. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. First pitch from Hennin to Junior Paniagua's popped out towards second. Holiday under it, and the second baseman puts it away for the first down on one pitch for Hennin. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Chassé goes five innings in line for his second consecutive win, would be his third of the season. Five shutout innings allows two hits, one walk, strikes out seven, including striking out the side in presumably his final inning of 2022. First pitch from Hennin to Maximo Acosta. Misses down low for ball one. Hennin from the stretch with nobody on. Southpaw deals home. And Paniagua, or rather Acosta, takes just outside. Ball two. Hennin making his third appearance with Delmarva. Left-handed pitcher, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. The 2-0. Fastball is a called strike. At the knee is inside corner. 2-1. Hennin has given up 4 runs thus far in 3 innings. 6 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. 2-1. Curveball is cut on and missed. And Acosta sees the count level 2-2. Acosta has popped out to first and grounded to third so far tonight. Wood Ducks leadoff man. Wood Ducks have been held scoreless through the first 5 1/3 so far tonight. Hennin from the belt. His 2-2. And Acosta off the end of the bat hits a dribbler foul. First base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes, it stays. Last time out for Hennin, it was a rough one against Fredericksburg. Gave up 3 runs over an inning. 3 hits, 1 walk, no strikeouts. 2-2 pitch. It's ripped out towards short, but right at Young. The shortstop able to reel in the liner as Acosta squared it up, but it's right to Young. And there's 2 outs here in the 6th.
Next up for the Wood Ducks, number 2, Marcus
Smith. So 2 outs, nobody on for Marcus Smith. He is the center fielder. After reaching base all 5 times yesterday, Smith 0 for 2 today with 2 strikeouts. First pitch. Fastball is in at the top of the zone. Strike 1. Shorebirds 2, Wood Ducks nothing, top of the 6th. Game 3 of this 6-game set. Final 6 games of the season. 0-1 pitch, it's a curveball down in the dirt. 1 ball, 1 strike. Smith from the left side. Hennin, the stretch and the pitch. Big breaking ball, misses a little low. 2 balls, 1 strike. Two outs, nobody on for Smith here in the 6th. The 2-1, he swings and launches it high in the air and straightaway left. Left fielder Prado waltzes on in, gets under it, and puts it away for the final out here in the 6th. It's a 1-2-3 inning in Ryan Hennin's home debut here in the 6th. On to the last of the 6th, it's still Delmarva 2, Down East nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maddie Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, a discount at the flower shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman with his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road for 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom half of the 6th here from Salisbury. It's still Delmarva 2 and Down East nothing. Shorebirds batting against Jose Corniel. And the righty's first pitch to Baloney misses down dirt for ball 1. Pavone, Prado, and Romero here in the sixth for the Shorebirds after Delmarva broke the stalemate last inning. Pavone swings the 1-0 and drills it out to deep left field. Gallant goes back, looks up. It's off the base of the wall. Pavone around first. He's trying for two. Here's the relay throw. It's not in time. Skitters by Acosta covering, but backed up by the first baseman Ortiz. And Pavone with a wall ball double to straightaway left. Gets it going for the Shorebirds here in the sixth. So Pavone continues to be scorching hot here in his return to Delmarva. He is now 7 for 13, so far with the Shorebirds this week. Here's Elio Prado. Pavone at second, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth. Kicking the pitch. Corniel's breaking ball misses inside for ball one. Prado is 1 for 2. He singled back in the second and grounded to third back in the fourth. Pavone at second, nobody out. Outfield shades Prado the other way. The pitch. Slider is on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Shorebirds need to win out the rest of the way to avoid being, by winning percentage, the worst team in franchise history. The 1-1, Prado swings, fouls it off just to my right. It's getting closer and closer to the end of the season. And still, this year, no foul balls up in the booth. Last year, in fewer home games, it ended up being just 60. I somehow managed to get two. Didn't make a play on either, for whatever it's worth. 1-2 to Prado. He swings and misses. Breaking ball down and outside. That's the first out here in the sixth. Pavone is still out at second. So far this year, coming up on 65 home games played this season, not one foul ball up into my booth. And maybe that's just for the best. Now, Albert Romero, the next batter. Pitch from Corniel. Romero swings and fouls it back for strike one. So 0-1 on Romero, who's lined to short and grounded to short so far today. First pitch, or 0-1 rather. Breaking ball is way outside. One ball, one strike. One and one on Romero. Pavone at second, one out. And an inside move to second chases Pavone back to the bag. Shorebirds with 2 runs on 5 hits, no errors. Wood Ducks, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error here in the last of the sixth. 1-1, fastball, it's down the middle. 1-2. Corniel sent the letters, the pitch. And Romero swings and hits in the air down the left field side. Pulled out of play, up into the seats. 1-2. Had him Crampton on deck. Shorebirds, despite even Ardoin's RBI single last inning, have not been good with runners in scoring position tonight. Just 1 for 8. 1-2. Romero takes a little outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Shorebirds have stranded 5 aboard and also had Jackson Holliday thrown out of the plate to end last inning. Pavone at second, 1-0. The 2-2. And Romero just gets a piece of a breaking ball. Able to foul it to the backstop. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two-two. Romero swings and belts it deep left center. On the run, Smith, the center fielder, back in the left center alley, is able to reel it in. Pallone tags from second, goes to third. And Romero, despite barreling it up, a long fly out to left center. That's the second out here in the sixth. And that brings up Adam Crampton. Pallone at third, now two outs. And the Shorebirds trying to add on to their lead. It's Delmarva 2 and Downey's nothing here in the bottom of the sixth. Outfield shades Crampton the other way. Infield placed him to pull just a touch. The pitch. Crampton swings, lines it the other way. That's into right for a base hit. Drops in front of Blackman. Pallone walks on home from third. And Adam Crampton aboard at first with an RBI single. Extends the Shorebirds' lead out to three. It's Delmarva 3 and Downey's nothing here in the last of the sixth. Aggressive piece of hitting from Crampton. Jumped on the first pitch fastball from Corniel. Lines it into right. And Crampton picks up his eighth RBI of the season. And the Shorebirds lead at 3-0. Now Maxwell Costas, the pitch. Breaking ball misses outside for ball one. So the Shorebirds, who had been knocking on the door for the first four innings, finally able to wedge it open here in the fifth and sixth. 1-0 to Costas, ends up hitting him on the shoulder. Tried to duck it out of the way, but still glanced off of him and he fakes a move towards the mound. Corniel not exactly fooled by it. But Costas, big smile on his face, a laugh down the line. Why not keep it light here in the final four games of the season? So first and second, two outs now for Carter Young. Young doubled to left center, singled rather to left center his last time up. Went to second on an error on the play. Switch hitter bats from the left side of the pitch. He swings and gets under it. Pops it up on the infield. Left side, third baseman Paniagua under it. And he makes the catch to retire Young. And the Shorebirds strand two more aboard here in the sixth. But it does come with a run. Adam Crampton, a two-out RBI single. On to the seventh. It's Delmarva 3 and Downey's nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh, Shorebirds now with a 3-0 lead over the Downey's Wood Ducks. Ryan Hennin back to work for the Shorebirds. First pitch fastball to Cam Colley. Misses a little low for ball one. Colley, Galan, and Ortiz here in the seventh for the Wood Ducks. 3-4-5. Hennin's 1-0. Colley swings and fouls it to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Colley singled, stolen base in the fourth, but then was thrown out trying to tag from second and go to third on a fly ball down the left field line. Elio Prado, a really nice play. 1-1, swung on, foul tipped, held on to by Ardoin. 1-2. One-two pitch. Colley swings and misses, chases the off-speed pitch outside. And Ryan Hennin with a strikeout is now retired four in a row out of the bullpen. That brings up Yossi Galan, who flied into that double play back in the fourth. A reminder, that double play and all double plays here this season are brought to you by Delmarva Area Chick-fil-A's. Delmarva Area Chick-fil-A's have partnered with the Birds to sponsor every double play this season. As the pitch to Galan is swung on and missed, four strike one. When the Birds turn two here at Purdue Stadium like they just did a couple of innings ago, go ahead, take out your phone, open up the Chick-fil-A app, and redeem some rewards. 0-1. Hennin takes a pitch outside for ball one. Use those rewards, get some free Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, proud sponsor of the Delmarva Shorebirds. 1-1 pitch. Galan swings and hits a skyscraping pop-up on the left side of the infield into foul ground. Third baseman Crampton gets under it and puts it away. And there's two outs here in the seventh. Five up, five down for Ryan Hennin. Hennin signed by the Orioles as a minor league free agent just a little over a month ago now. He had been released by the Royals after pitching pretty well with Single A Columbia here in the Carolina League. First pitch to Abby Ortiz, fastball right down the middle. Strike one. Hennin pitched to an ERA just a shade over three in about 40 innings with the Fireflies. So hard to figure out why they released him, as the 0-1 to Ortiz is smacked hard on one hop by the diving Jackson Holiday at second and on into right for a base hit. So Hennin's streak stops at five in a row retired. And it's a two-out base runner for the Wood Ducks. Still the Shorebirds three and the Wood Ducks nothing here in the top of the seventh. Hennin had only been picked up by the Royals out of independent baseball, where he pitched in 2021 with the Washington Wild Things of the Frontier League. First pitch. Fastball is on the inside corner to Tucker Mitchell. 0-1. Mitchell, a right-handed batter. 1-for-2 today at the DH. Hennin was the pitcher of the year as well as rookie of the year with Washington. 0-1 pitch. Mitchell swings, grounds it to third, waiting back on it. Crampton gloves, goes the short way to second, and forces out Ortiz for the final out here in the top of the seventh. Hennin able to strand a runner aboard here in the frame after the two-out single. On to the last of the seventh. It's still Delmarva 3, down East nothing. It's time to stretch here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Straffle and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Hope you got a good stretch in. It's on to the last of the seventh.
Delmarva 3 and Down East nothing here on Thursday night, game 3 of the 6-game set between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. Game was scoreless with the first four. Shorebirds with 2 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th. I have started to wedge this one open. Jackson Holliday leads it off for the Shorebirds in the 7th against Jose Corniel. The first pitch, it's a changeup that misses down and away. Ball 1. Holiday hitless so far tonight, but he has walked twice, including once intentionally. The first intentional walk in the career of Jackson Holiday, at least at the pro level. 1-0. High and outside again for ball 2. I think it's quite wild. Holiday already getting intentionally walked, the 2-0. Fastball to side outside for ball 3 that he's already earned enough of a reputation and backed it up enough with in-game play to make intentionally walking him worthwhile. The 3-0. High and outside for ball 4, and Holiday walks for the third time tonight. And this is just a microcosm of how Holiday can hurt you. On base 3 times tonight, eventually he'll start running a little bit more too. He's got good speed. Only stolen 1 base this season. But eventually he'll start running a little bit more. And all of these walks already will start turning into a man at second and nobody out. For now, Holiday's at first, nobody out. And Doug Hodo takes a fastball down the middle for strike 1. Hodo is 0 for 3 tonight. Has struck out twice and flied to right. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks nothing here in the home half of the 7th. Teodo set the pitch. Good breaking ball. Outside corner. 0-2. Nobody up on the Shorebirds bullpen, so Ryan Hennin will come out to pitch the 8th. 0-2. Hodo takes a fastball high and outside. 1-2. Holiday at first, nobody out. Corniel to set the pitch, and Hodo hits a liner the other way. Blackman back into his left, able to put it away, going towards the line. Holiday retreats back to first, and Hodo retired for the first out here in the last 7th. So that brings up Silas Artois. Artois, a 2-run bloop single his last time up. Broke the scoreless deadlock that we'd had going into the 5th. Has Holiday still at first after walking to lead off the frame. Now 1-0. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down and away, goes straight to the backstop. Holiday up to second on the wild pitch. So another runner in scoring position for Ardwan, who is now driven in 9 here in his time with Delmarva. One 0 pitch. Ardwan takes inside for ball 2. Two and zero on Silas Artois. Here's the pitch. Fastball is able to whittle the outside corner. Good pitch from Corniel. 2-1. Last of the 7th. Holiday at second, 1-0. Shorebirds 3, Down East nothing. Corniel from the letters the pitch. Fastball misses down and away. Ball 3. On deck, Isaac Baloney, who doubled off of Corniel to lead off last inning. There's nobody up on the Downey's bullpen, so it seems to be Corniel or bust here in the 7th. 3-1. Down and away, ball 4, and Ardwan walks. The second walk issued by Corniel out of the bullpen.
Next up for the Shorebirds, number 38.
So 2 on and 1 out for Isaac Baloney. meeting on the mound, Franier Narvaez, the catcher, goes out to talk with his pitcher. Belloni doubled off the left field wall last inning. Came around to score on Adam Crampton's RBI single to right. Now a chance to drive in some runs himself. First and second, one out. Bottom of the seventh. Shorebirds up three, the pitch. Off speed, misses just a little low. Ball one. So a ball and no strikes on Belloni. First and second, one out. Kick and the pitch home. Belloni swings, lines it out towards center. In comes Smith. He lays out, can't make the grab, and hits off his glove, stays in front of him. Going to third is Holiday. The throw all the way in goes to the plate. Catcher Narvaez has to track it down, but nobody else able to advance. It ends up a single, loads the bases, although a lot of moving parts on the play. First Smith, nearly another highlight reel catch. All he can do is trap it, block it in front. Everybody moves up 90 feet. And now a full meeting on the mound for the Wood Ducks as out goes the pitching coach, Dimitri Kokoris. Shorebirds a chance to blow this one open here in the last of the seventh. Delmarva leading down east 3-0 for the moment. But the base is loaded and one out for Elio Prado, who's 1-for-2 so far today. Still nobody throwing out the bullpen for the Wood Ducks. So the meeting of the mound finally over. And Elio Prado steps in. Bases loaded, one out. Shorebirds 3, Downey's nothing here in the last of the seventh. Shorebirds batting, trying to bust it open. The pitch. Prado tried to jump on a first pitch fastball. The only problem was a slider. It was down and away. He swings and misses. Strike one. Infield plays back looking for two. Except for Ortiz at first. He's on the cutout of the grass. 0-1. Prado chases again. Slider down the way, tried to check his swing. Couldn't hold up. And the count's 0-2. So a quick two strikes on Prado. Corniel comes set. The righty down the hill, the pitch. And Prado winds it up the middle into center, base hit. One run score, stopping at third, Ardwan. It's an RBI single for Elio Prado, and the Shorebirds tack on another. It's Delmarva 4, Downey's nothing. Prado with his second hit of the day. He's 2-for-3, a laser of an RBI single. Shorebirds playing station to station here in the inning. Bases remain loaded, still one out, and Noelbert Romero the batter. Romero, the owner of the only grand slam this season for Delmarva. First pitch. Fastball is on the inside corner for strike one. Ortiz at first again plays just on the cutout of the grass. Middle infield at a modified double play depth to the pull side for the left-handed batter. 0-1. Romero swings, fouls it back just above us in the press box. 0-2. So the same spot where Corniel couldn't put away Prado, he has a chance for redemption here against Romero, albeit with the lead increased by one now for the Shorebirds. 0-2 pitch. Romero takes a breaking ball high and inside. Stumbles out of the box, squatting out of the way. 1-2. Romero's 0 for 3 today. He's lined to short, grounded to short, and flying to center. The 1-2. Romero out on his front foot, swings and misses. Foul tip held onto by Narvaez. Romero down on strikes. And there's two away here in the seventh. Bases remain loaded for Adam Crampton. Crampton, an RBI single, his last time up. He is 1 for 3. Shorebirds now lead it 4-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch. Crampton takes a breaking ball that backs up inside nearly to the backstop. Ball one. Shorebirds trying to put this game out of reach for Down East. Corniel, the righty, comes set. Crampton from the right side, an open stance. The pitch. Breaking ball is right down the middle. Strike one. Outfield shades Crampton the other way. Infield right now is straight up. Corniel comes set. Here's his 1-1. And Crampton gets under it. Flies it out of play, right field side. 1-2. A righty has started to throw out in the Down East bullpen with Corniel approaching 50 pitches. 1-2 on Crampton. Ardoin at third. Bologna at second. Prado at first. 1-2 delivery. And Crampton takes. Slider is outside. 2-2. Two and two on Adam Crampton. Here's the pitch. And Crampton tries to check his swing. Appeal out to second. And Trey Jester says Crampton went around on a fastball up and out of the zone. Cordell strikes out back-to-back batters to leave the bases loaded in the seventh after Elio Prado is able to single home one run. On to the top of the eighth, it's now Delmarva 4 and Down East nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, it's now Delmarva 4 and Down East nothing. JoJo Blackman leads it off against Ryan Hennin. On the mound for the Shorebirds. First pitch to Blackman. He takes a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Shorebirds have now scored in three straight innings. Two in the last, the fifth, one in the sixth, one in the seventh. Elio Prado, the latest run on the board, an RBI single last inning. A one pitch fastball is in there at the bottom of the zone. No balls, two strikes. Blackman is 0 for 1, beg your pardon. Walked in the second, struck out his last time up. Hennin the stretch in the pitch, and Blackman checks his swing. Home plate umpire Steve Craze says he went around Breaking ball down and out of the zone. And Hennin with his second strikeout out of the bullpen. So one up and one down for Hennin here in the eighth. And that brings up a friend here in Narvaez, the eight-hole hitter. Shorebirds 4, Wood Ducks nothing. Top of the eighth. And the first pitch into Narvaez. This is down low for ball one. Shorebirds this season have thrown 2 shutouts. 1-0, Narvaez swings and misses, strike one. Most recent one was August the 12th against Carolina. Narvaez is 0 for 2, has flied to right and struck out swinging. Hennin's 1-1. Fastball, a called strike, top of the zone. Just there at the letters, 1-2. Hennin comes set, his 1-2 pitch. And reaching for it, Narvaez rolls it to second. Second baseman Holiday gloves, throws to first, and retires Narvaez. 2 away here in the eighth. So that brings up Junior Paniagua, the nine-hole hitter. Paniagua has flied to center and popped to second. Right-handed batter. Now the second time through the order for Hennin. First pitch fastball is on the outside corner at 87 for strike one. Hennin has his sign, comes ready. His 0-1. Curveball down the dirt. Paniagua tried to check his swing, but he went around. So in 2. Hennin a pitch away from another 1-2-3 frame. Through 2 2/3, he's allowed just one base runner. 2-out single to Abby Ortiz last inning. 0-2 on Paniagua, the pitch. Breaking ball is outside. Tried to get it back to the edge, but it wouldn't cooperate. 1-2. 4-0 Shorebirds, top of the eighth. The 1-2 pitch. And Paniagua takes high and outside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Hennin the set and the pitch. And Paniagua swings and misses. Hennin gets him on the pitch outside. And Ryan Hennin with 3 scoreless innings out of the bullpen. On to the last of the ninth. Shorebirds look for some insurance. They lead the Wood Ducks 4-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Last of the eighth, it's still Delmarva 4 and Down East nothing. Maxwell Costas leads it off against Jose Corniel. Back to work for the Wood Ducks. Takes the first pitch, breaking ball down low for ball one. Corniel hands over the head into his wind the pitch. And it's another breaking ball. Misses down and away again. Ball two. The arm that the Wood Ducks had loosening on their bullpen has since sat down. So Cornell going the rest of the way here tonight. 2-0. Fastball is on the inside corner. 2-1. Costas has yet to be retired tonight. Doubled back in the third, walked in the fifth, and was hit by a pitch his last time up. Here's the pitch. Costas takes down low. Ball three. Alejandro Mendez is loosening out in the Shorebirds bullpen. 3-1 pitch. Costas swings, pops it up off the hands, back and out of play. 3-2. Not sure if Hennin is done or not. His pitch count is in pretty prime position to go out for a fourth inning. 3-2. Breaking ball high and tight for ball four, and Costas walks to open up the eighth. So a runner at first and nobody out for the top of the order. Carter Young is the next to bat. Young 1-for-4, singled and scored back in the fifth. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses high and outside for ball one. And Cornell keeps on going back to that breaking ball here in the inning. But time and time again, he has not thrown it for a strike in a while. 1-0 pitch. Fastball is hit on the ground to third. Off the line, Paniagua Fields throws to second, one. On to first in time for a 5-6-3 double play. Good cover by Colley at short, since he was the one closest to second on the shift. That's how the Wood Ducks end up turning it. Got to get comfortable with that, although we might not be seeing double plays of that nature too much longer. Shift about to be banned up at the major league level the same way it's banned down here. Two guys to each side of second base. First pitch to Jackson Holliday. Bounces in for ball one. So two outs and nobody on for the Shorebirds here. And Holliday, who's 0-for-1. He's walked three times. Scored a run as well. Bottom of the eighth, Shorebirds 4, Wood Ducks nothing. The 1-1, Holliday swings, drives it out towards deep left field, but Gallon back. The left fielder in front of the warning track puts it away for the final out here in the eighth. Shorebirds send up the minimum in the frame even after the leadoff walk. It's on to the ninth. Shorebirds will try to get the final three outs and come home with a win. It's the Shorebirds 4 and the Wood Ducks nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Top of the ninth, Shorebirds looking for the final three outs of this ball game to take game three of this six-game series. Right now, they lead the Downey's Wood Ducks 4-0. Alejandro Mendez comes on trying to get the final three outs tonight in place of Ryan Hennin on this TechNet called bullpen. Hennin goes three shutout innings, allows just a hit, no walk, strikes out three. And now Mendez for the ninth. Alejandro, 6'5", 254 pounds, no record this year with an ERA just a shade below 9. 8.78, making his team leading 28th appearance of the season. Mendez, 41 innings, has struck out 43 and walked 44. To the top of the order for the Wood Ducks, Maximo Acosta leads it off. He's the second baseman. First pitch. Fastball is down the middle at 93 for strike one. Last time out for Mendez was on the fourth at Fredericksburg. Allowed a run on two hits. One walk, struck out three. Oh, one pitch misses high and inside for ball one. That was a weird outing for Alejandro, as he actually started that outing by getting drilled in the small of his back by a line drive. The pitch. Acosta swings and dribbles it foul. Third base side. 1-2. Mendez stayed in the game but never looked really comfortable the rest of the way, which is saying something considering he then struck out three batters. Acosta, the Wood Ducks leadoff man, is 0-3 tonight. Lined out to short his last time up. 1-2. He swings, hits it in the air towards right center. On the run, Bologna drops in front of him. Skitters by him. Right fielder Hono backs it up. On to second goes Acosta in the throw. Not in time. It'll just be a straight double for Acosta. Bologna overran it. Ended up spinning by him. There's a leadoff double for the Wood Ducks here in the ninth.
Number two.
So runner at second, nobody out for the Wood Ducks here to start the ninth. The first pitch from Mendez misses outside for ball one. Smith is 0-3 tonight, has struck out twice and flied to left. Acosta leads away from second, the pitch. Fastball sneaks its way back to the inside corner. 1-1. Shorebirds 4, Wood Ducks nothing. Top of the ninth. Shorebirds trying for their third shutout of the season. 1-1 pitch misses high and outside for ball two. Two-one pitch. Mendez fires outside for ball three. Three-one pitch. Fastball is just a hair inside. Ball four. And the first two have reached here to be in the ninth for the Wood Ducks.
Number eight, Cam
Colley. So 2-1 and nobody out for Cam Colley. This is the first time that the Wood Ducks have had multiple runners on base since all the way back in the second. Colley 1-3 with a single back in the fourth, and Mendez spikes in the breaking ball, goes to the backstop, and the runners advance 90 feet. Men at second and third with nobody out. Silas Ardoin joins Mendez, walks out to the mound. First baseman Noel Bert Romero will join the conversation here and act as translator. Nobody up on the Shorebirds bullpen, just 10 pitches into the ninth. Second and third, nobody out for the Wood Ducks, their best rally all day long. Game was scoreless after four. Shorebirds scored twice, the last, the fifth, Silas Ardoin, a two-run single. Adam Crampton, a two-out RBI single in the sixth, and then Elio Prado, an RBI single in the seventh. First pitch, or 1-0 pitch, rather, to Colley, is a fastball right down the middle, 1-1. Second and third, nobody out for the Wood Ducks here in the top of the ninth. Then there's the set and the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped, in and out of Ardoin's mitt. 1-2. And Mendez coming back with some vigor after that mound visit from Artuan. A ball and two strikes on Cam Colley. Here's the pitch. And he swings and misses. Foul tip held on to by Artuan. And Alejandro Mendez strikes him out for the first out here in the ninth. That brings up Yossi Galan. Galan 0-3 tonight. Second and third, one out for him. The pitch. Fastball runs inside. Ball one. Shorebirds 4, down east nothing here in the top of the ninth. Then second and third for Galan, one out. Infield plays back, outfield deep. The pitch. Fastball is just off the inside corner. 2-0. Pitch. And Galan takes a fastball up high. Ball three. And if Galan reaches, tying run will come to the plate here in the ninth for the Wood Ducks. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. 3-0 on Galan. The kick and the pitch. Fastball is down the middle. 3-1. Acosta doubled to start the inning. Then Smith walked. Wild pitch sent him to second and third. Colley struck out. Now the 3-1 to Galan. He swings and rips it foul. Third base side. 3-2. So a full count on Yossi Galan. One out, top of the ninth. Shorebirds up 4. Here's the pitch. And Galan takes down and away, ball 4. And the tying run comes to the plate for the Wood Ducks here in the ninth. And pitching coach Joe Hommacher emerges from the Birds dugout for the first time tonight. First mound visit that the Shorebirds have had to use from their pitching coach all night long. That's how good Moises Chassé and Ryan Hennin both were. Chassé struck out 7, tying a career high both in strikeouts and in innings. 5 frames. Hennin allowed just 1 base runner over 3 innings. 1 single, struck out 3. But now Mendez here in the ninth. Double walk, strikeout, and then another walk. It's loaded the bases for Abby Ortiz, who does have some pop. 11 homers in the season. He's driven in 38. And he'll be taking every cut he can to try to tie this game. Wood Ducks certainly have no business getting back in this game, but baseball's not fair like that. Shorebirds haven't made the most of their run-scoring opportunities tonight. Delmarva has gone just 4-for-15 with runners in scoring position, leaving on 10. First pitch from Mendez to Ortiz is down and outside for ball one. While the Wood Ducks, this is just their 4th at-bat all night long with a runner in scoring position. Shorebirds lead 4-0, top of the ninth. One out. The pitch to Ortiz. He takes a fastball. At the knees, outside corner. 1-1. Tying run of the plate for the Wood Ducks here in the top of the ninth. Here's the pitch. Ortiz takes a fastball way inside. Ball 2. Randy Berguete is going to start to throw on the Shorebirds' pen. 2-1 on Abby Ortiz. The kick and the pitch. Ortiz swings and slices it out of play. Third base side. 2-2. Ground ball and double play could end it for Mendez. But also Ortiz, the tag run of the plate with one swing, could nut it up. And time called by Ortiz. Infield plays Ortiz to Pohl. Shortstop Young up the middle. Second baseman Holiday. Couple of steps towards the right field line. Outfield straight away and deep. Base is loaded, one out in the ninth. Shorebirds up four, the pitch. And Ortiz swings, hits it in the air towards left center field. It'll stay in the yard. Left fielder Prado tracks it down, makes the catch. Tagging from third, coming in to score is Acosta. Other runners stay put. Wood Ducks avoid the shutout. Acosta scores on the sac fly. And it's now Delmarva 4 and Down East 1. Two outs here in the top of the ninth. Brings up Tucker Mitchell, the DH. Two outs, runners at first and second. Mitchell, the tying run of the plate. It's Delmarva 4, Down East 1. Alejandro Mendez deals home. And the first pitch, fastball. This is just a little high. Ball one. Mitchell has homered just three times this season so far in 41 games. 1-0. Fastball is just a little outside. Ball two. 2-0. Mendez sent. Down the hill, the 2-0. Fastball gets the call. Outside corner at the knees. 2-1. Mitchell, the tying run of the plate for the Wood Ducks. Here with two outs in the top of the ninth. Delmarva 4, Down East 1. The 2-1. And Mitchell swings and fouls it back. And the Wood Ducks down to their final strike. Shorebirds, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Wood Ducks, 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error. Here in the top of the ninth, 2 outs. First and second, Mitchell the tying run at the plate. Mendez ready, kicks and throws, and Mitchell takes high ball 3. Runners will be in motion, so no chance for the easy force out to end this game. And Mendez at 29 pitches. I'm not sure if he doesn't get Mitchell here, if he'll face Blackman. Mendez steps off the rubber, kicks the dirt out of his spikes. Trying to zero in here on the biggest pitch of the game. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Tying run at the plate, top of the ninth. Mendez ready, the 3-2, and Mitchell takes inside. Ball 4. Tying run at first, and the go-ahead run comes to the plate for the Wood Ducks. And Alejandro Mendez, I don't think, is going to face JoJo Blackman. Felipe on the top step of the dugout. He's not budging now, though. And Mendez will stay in. JoJo Blackman, the batter, the pitch. Mendez's fastball is just outside. And Mendez stomps his feet, waves his arms, frustrated beyond belief with Steve Graves. Shorebirds up 4-1 here in the top of the ninth. The pitch. Blackman takes down and away, snap throw to third on a hop. And just barely back in is Smith. Shorebirds nearly stole the final out of the game by picking off Smith, but he's back in with a dive. It's a ball and a strike now. Blackman at the plate, the go-ahead run, the pitch. He swings and misses. 1-2. Shorebirds 4, Down East 1 here in the top of the ninth. Base is loaded, 2 outs for JoJo Blackman. Tying run at third, Blackman the winning go-ahead run of the plate for the Wood Ducks. Mendez set, here's his pitch, and Blackman takes just off the inside corner. Two balls, two strikes on Blackman. Mendez to the ready. His 2-2 pitch. And Blackman takes a cold. Strike three. Outside corner, letter high. Mendez rings up Blackman. And that's the ball game. The Shorebirds win it 4-1 here over the Wood Ducks and take a 2-1 series lead. Alejandro Mendez works into the jam but gets out of it, stranding the bases loaded and leaving the tying run at first. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap. Your final score tonight, it's the Delmarva Shorebirds 4 and the Downeast Wood Ducks 1. Back with the post-game show in a moment. This has been Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com.
Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds take a 2-1 series lead over the Downeast Wood Ducks with a 4-1 win here on Thursday night. Nearly just about a perfect win for the Shorebirds. Just a small hiccup in the ninth inning, but they work around it and hold on for the victory. Let's walk you through how this one happened. Game was scoreless all the way until the fifth. Silas Ardwani, two-out, two-run single with the bases loaded, able to break the stalemate. Then the Shorebirds kept on adding on. One in the sixth, Adam Crampton, a two-out RBI single, and then Elio Prado, an RBI single in the seventh, made it 4-0. Downeast rallied in their final turn at bat. Maximo Acosta double, Marcus Smith walked, then a strikeout, another walk, loaded the bases. Abby Ortiz, a fly out to left, forced home a run with a sac fly. Another walk loaded the bases again, putting the tying run at first and the go-ahead run on the plate for the Wood Ducks. But JoJo Blackman was called out on strikes on a pitch somewhere around the outside corner, and the Shorebirds held on for a 4-1 win. Delmarva, final line score, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They strand 10. Downeast, they go 1 run on 4 hits, 1 error. They strand 6. Moises Chassain, his final outing of the season was stellar. He picked up the win. He improves to 3-5. Chasse went 5 shutout innings, walked 1, allowed 2 hits, and tied a career high with 7 strikeouts. Emiliano Teodo takes the loss for the Wood Ducks. He goes 4 1/3, allows 2 runs on 3 hits, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Started this one at 7:04, finished at 9:25. Time of game, 2 hours and 21 minutes, in front of 2,227 here on Thursday night at Purdue Stadium. With the win, the Shorebirds improved to 47-81 here this season. Now 26 and 37 here in the second half. At home, they're now 24-38, and they avoid back-to-back losses. The Wood Tucks, they fall to 65-64, 32-31 here in the second half. They're 28-35 on the road, and they are unable to win back-to-back games. Let's get you the out-of-town scores real quick here. Orioles, they had a day off. They open up a three-game series at home against the Red Sox tomorrow at Camden Yards. Now the rest of Birdlands. Norfolk playing a doubleheader against Memphis after a suspended game yesterday. Tides took the first 1-7-2 with a four-run top of the seventh to win that 7-2. Game two, that is still ongoing for Norfolk. They lead 1-0 in the top of the second at Memphis. Aberdeen, they're down by Jersey Shore 4-1 on the road, while Bowie bounces back from a couple of tough losses to win 6-5 over Richmond. At home, Noah Denoyer the win. Hudson Haskin, Andrew Dashback each go yard. Carolina League scores for you don't really matter anymore now that Fredericksburg has locked up the division, but we'll give them to you real quick. Augusta, Kannapolis. Kannapolis leads 3-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Fredericksburg and Salem are tied at 7 in the top of the ninth. End of 5 for Myrtle Beach. It's Myrtle Beach 3 and Carolina 2. Lynchburg and Fayetteville. Hillcats 4. Woodpeckers 1. That's in the last of the ninth. Charleston, Columbia. It's Charleston 6 and Columbia 3. That's in the bottom of the ninth as well. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead, turn our attention to tomorrow. Game 4 of the series, Shorebirds will try to ensure at least a series split. Hand the ball to Connor Grady to make his final outing this season. Tyler Joyner will join him as well in the outing. Grady 5-10 with a 5.72 ERA. He faces off against Gavin Collier. Collier is 6-4 with a 4.63 ERA for the Wood Ducks. First pitch, 7:05. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6:50. How about wrapping up for tonight's broadcast? As always, a big thanks from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow, your final score one more time. It's the Delmarva Shorebirds 4 and the Down East Wood Ducks 1. Talk to you tomorrow. Until then, I've been Sam Jelnick, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.